Sergeant Sacker. Listen to me. We've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house.
Podcast Bone Phone.
On the Bone Phone, we have Amber Mike, the casting director of Haunt America. God bless Haunt America. I'm being a fool. Anyway, so Amber, so tell me about the project. You had contacted me, not that I should feel, you know, superior. You've contacted dozens of other home haunters out there. You have a project that's coming up. It seems like it's more of a reality-based show.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a competition show. We're looking for home haunters nationwide that want to share what it takes to put together a home haunt, and then a bit of a competition element to it, whereas we are taking home haunters in the same area and letting them kind of experience the haunt as a layperson would and rate their experience at the haunt. So we're gonna kind of make it fun. I mean, you get the opportunity to be on a show and show people what it is that you do, and then you also get to show people why your haunt is the best.
Okay, so other than being showcased, you can go out to other people's haunts within the same geographical area and visit theirs and check theirs out. And I guess at the end of the episode, do you have some kind of like a winner or loser?
Yeah, we pick a winner, kind of like the show Four Weddings, where you got four brides with four very different wedding styles. One of the brides gets the opportunity to go to the other three people's weddings and check out the weddings and then just kind of rate it objectively as if they were a guest. And that's the same thing we're doing with this. You get the opportunity to invite people into your haunt. They're a guest. They get to go through your haunt. They get to tell you what it is that they loved about it, what wasn't so great about it, give you a score. And then by the time we go through all three people in the same area, we pick a winner from the three who has the highest score.
So how much of it is a behind the scenes on the specific haunter itself? So are you going to really kind of dive into like what makes them tick, what their haunt's all about, that kind of stuff, and watch like the
build of
and
course. Set it up? Of course. The interesting thing is we want to see what home haunters are made of and what it takes to be a home haunter. It's been so interesting for me to learn so much about home haunting because I didn't realize it's as big as it is. But this is an opportunity for America that doesn't necessarily know much about home haunting to see there is a whole community of home haunters and what it takes to put together a really great Halloween attraction for people.
Are you focused on any specific area in the country right now, or do you have it narrowed down to a couple of areas?
No, actually, we're looking nationwide, but it's been really interesting to find out where a high concentration of home haunters are. There's a lot of people in the New England states. There's a lot of people in Illinois that love home haunting and have built out home haunts. So we're not limiting ourselves to one or two places. We're casting the net really, really wide.
When do you make your decisions? Is it over the next couple of weeks?
Next few weeks. There's no cutoff. I mean, we're prepping now, and it's always great to have a big arsenal of people that are home haunters and interested in sharing their experience and sharing their story and letting us to profile them and then giving them the opportunity to rate fellow haunters on their haunt. So it's ongoing.
As far as the whole process goes, you're then calling up, setting up interviews with individuals, and then you're going to kind of narrow it down based on a geographical area. Say, okay, well, we really like three people or haunts from this specific area, and that's kind of if you'll mm-hmm. mail it down to that area, and then that's the people going to focus in on. Then maybe if it all goes well, you'll take a different area like the following year kind of thing?
Exactly. What we're hoping to do is hop all around the country until we hit all the haunters that are interested in sharing their experience. So it's not one place that we're looking to go. It's not hopefully one season that we're looking to do. This is going to be ongoing for a while. So anyone anywhere with the home haunt interested can get in contact with me and we can see what we can do.
Anything absolutely specific that you're looking for? I mean, how are you whittling down the crowd? Because there's a lot of people out there, and probably within as you mentioned, in the different areas that you're talking about. How are you kind of whittling down the crowd to get to the three or four that you want to focus on?
Well, the biggest thing is, it's television is all about personalities. I mean, we're not looking for one person who's over the top, and we're not necessarily looking for someone that's deadpan. It's just kind of about personality and what makes this person tick and what makes this person fun to watch. I think what's going to be difficult for me is picking someone specifically, because there's so many different people with so many different home haunt styles and so many different personalities and love for Halloween that there's really no one person that we're going to pick. It's going to be a wide range of people. So I got a really big, difficult job ahead of me.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Especially with, you know, some guy, I don't know, he runs a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who runs the podcast.
He is so charismatic. He's so
exactly
handsome.
Great personality. You know, it's gonna be difficult.
You're planning on airing or filming this year and airing next year? Is that kind of how the time frame goes?
We haven't quite worked out the production schedule just yet, but it's definitely going to happen at some point towards the holiday season. We got at least another month or so before it's full throttle. I know haunters are probably hanging up walls and setting up fences and getting tombstones ready, so we want to make sure that we get in enough time where we can capture some of that and then be ready when the haunter turns on the lights and invites people in. So it's a really tight window, but again, the goal is not for it to just be this year. It's to be going, it's ongoing. So anyone that's interested at any point, whether it be the day after Halloween or the day before Halloween, can definitely be in contact with me and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, so if anybody in my listening audience wants to reach out to you so you can check out their haunt and keep them in mind for this episode or the upcoming seasons, how do they reach you?
They can send me an email. You can email me at amber@superdelicious.net. Again, that's Amber, A-M-B-E-R, at super, S-U-P-E-R, delicious, D-E-L-I-C-I-U-S.net. So amber@superdelicious.net. Send me a quick little write-up on your haunt, why you think you would want to be on the show, and we'll get the ball rolling.
All right. Amber.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you back, and love the haunters, too. This is the coolest thing in the world.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.